In the lunchtime edition, the police ramp up operations to quell a recent surge in gun violence. Meantime, the Attorney General announces a new bail act will be taken to Parliament within 2 weeks. Government planning a major technology overhaul for both the Barbados Police Service and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And more leading Democrats backing U.S. Vice President Harris as the party's new presidential nominee. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, you're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening, we know the way you feel. CIBC, ambitions made real.
As you heard, government takes a new bail act to Parliament within the next 2 weeks, as part of efforts to quell a recent surge in gun violence. The police have also ramped up their operations, and the Attorney General Dale Marshall notes that the past week has been relatively quiet, following a spate of homicides prior to that. Mr. Marshall was speaking to journalists after the signing, along with U.S. Ambassador Roger Neas, of a project implementation letter governing the provision of technical assistance for the partial renovation of the Regional Police Training Center. The Attorney General notes the number of homicides in recent times, but stress that action is being taken to deal with it.
It is a lot. We are halfway in the year. The last week has been quiet. I hope that we will have many, many, many more quiet weeks. The police have ramped up their policing. I'm not going to say anything. I think you all have an idea of what we're talking about. But we are also putting things in place. I expect that a new bail act will be before Parliament, not tomorrow, but by the following week.
That's the Attorney General, Dale Marshall. Well, government is also planning a major technology overhaul for both the Barbados Police Service and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle, says technology will be used to modernize both key agencies in order to improve their systems and service delivery. She announced the plan while speaking during the opening of the Ministry's Science and Technology Summer Camp at the St. Michael School. Ms. Cattle says the use of technology can also free up police manpower.
And that is going to range from everything from the use of tablets in the field and uploading the information directly to how we equip police vehicles with the kinds of equipment that will allow us to gather information right there on the spot, to deploy information to different places around the island, and to make sure that at all times, those within the service, no matter where they are, know what is happening and know how they need to respond. We expect to be able to upgrade that into what we call an E911 system, which means that we're also bringing technology to how we respond in emergencies, whether it is fire, whether it's police, whether it is EMTs and ambulance, to be able to respond more quickly and more effectively.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital also targeted for modernization using technology.
A big part of the modernization is also the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And when I leave here, I'm going to have some conversations with the teams there to talk about how we are also coming up with a health management information service that will not just deal with Queen Elizabeth Hospital itself, but across the polyclinics and including private care as well, so that we can securely allow you to have access to your data, but also allow other healthcare providers to quickly respond. This is also going to improve things like how quickly people get test results. So you're in the accident and emergency department, you've just had a test, and you have to wait for the results in order for the doctor to know what to do. We know that sometimes that can take a little while. In fact, we have a whole clip about how long it takes.
The Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Carroll, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
The chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis, has called for an updated assessment to determine Barbados's ability to withstand Category 4 and 5 hurricanes. Mrs. Tanis gave comments during the opening meeting of the United Nations Mission on Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean Damage and Loss Assessment that took place at the Lloyd Erskine Sanford Center. She says there needs to be an assessment of government and government agencies.
What is critical for us is a reevaluation as to how sturdy all of our physical infrastructure is against Category 4s and Category 5s, and to do a national assessment or to be encouraged and to partner with a national assessment of really assessing how sturdy both domestic and corporate and government and hurricane shelters 1 and 2 are against a Category 4 or 5, because this has not been tested in well over maybe 50 years. And therefore, we may assume a lot that may not be true. And if what we saw was just the southern brush of outer bands and destroyed two-thirds of our fishing sector, we shudder to think what would happen if the trajectory went just slightly more northward.
She's also concerned about the vulnerability of the country's photovoltaic systems.
The issue of our renewable energy sustainability also raises its head, because our photovoltaic panels are now very susceptible as well. And a lot of the work that the Barbados government and private sector has put into effect in trying to essentially get our fledgling renewable sector off the ground with our photovoltaic preponderance and propagation is now at risk as well. There was some damage to our photovoltaic infrastructure, and as you can imagine, things upon roofs and roofs that are not stable are also not going to be stable, and therefore a lot is to be lost if our photovoltaic infrastructures are also under risk.
The chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tanis. The Ministry of Education this morning announced the winners of its Modern School Infrastructure Design Competition. Three finalists were awarded in each of the four main categories: nursery, primary, secondary, and special needs. In a ceremony at the Lloyd Erskine Sanford Center, the Education Minister, Kay McConney, spoke about the importance of new infrastructure to better meet the needs of the island's children.
Our redesigned spaces here in Barbados will be flexible and adaptable, promoting teamwork and critical thinking. Classrooms will support different group configurations, learning styles, and of course, project-based learning. Collaborative areas will encourage students to brainstorm ideas, to solve problems together, and to unleash their potential as future leaders and innovators. Resilience and sustainability both underpin our vision for modern school infrastructure.
The Minister of Education, Kay McConney. The U.S. Vice President, Kamala Harris, has raised $49.6 million in grassroots donations for her campaign since President Joe Biden ended his re-election bid and endorsed her yesterday. More leading Democrats are backing Mrs. Harris as the party's new presidential nominee, as her campaign sees a surge in donations. However, some key Democrats haven't yet endorsed Mrs. Harris. They include the former President Barack Obama and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mr. Biden had faced weeks of increasing calls to step aside. He'll stay on as president for the rest of the term. Speaking at her first public appearance today at the White House event since President Joe Biden endorsed her, the vice president commended the president's legacy.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office. His honesty, his integrity, his commitment to his faith and his family, his big heart, and his love, deep love of our country. And I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, our top stories. The police ramp up operations to quell a recent surge in gun violence. Meantime, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, announces a new bail act will be taken to Parliament within 2 weeks. Government planning a major technology overhaul for both the Barbados Police Service and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And more leading Democrats are backing U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's new presidential nominee as her campaign sees a surge in donations following President Biden's decision not to run again. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.